Hello, and welcome to another in a series of award-winning Financially Fit podcasts brought to you by the New Jersey Society of Certified Public Accountants. Today's podcast is on buying versus renting a house. With us is Noah Rosenfarb. Mr. Rosenfarb is the Managing Director of Freedom Wealth Advisors. He is a CPA and a personal financial specialist. Noah, good morning.
Good morning.
Now, given the option, is it always better to buy a home versus renting one?
No, I think conventional wisdom 30 years ago said you get married, you buy a house, you have a couple of kids, you raise them in your home. When they graduate college, maybe you sell it and you move somewhere less expensive. And I think that that thinking has changed, certainly with the economic climate we're in now. And so it's not always better to buy a home. You have to take a look at a variety of factors.
Now, what are the tax benefits of buying versus renting?
Well, I think one of the reasons buying a home is encouraged is not just because you get to own the asset yourself, it's because the government's provided us with incentives in the form of tax benefits to buying a home versus renting. So one of the tax benefits the government provides is that if you have a mortgage, you can deduct that mortgage interest as an itemized deduction, which is listed on Schedule A of a tax return. And in addition, the government lets you deduct your real estate taxes that you pay. So most homeowners end up itemizing their tax deductions rather than taking a standard deduction, and as a result, pay less in tax than perhaps their neighbor who would be renting the same exact home and making the same amount of money would pay.
When you're at the point where you're figuring out if you want to rent or buy, is there a rule of thumb percentage you should use to determine how much of your income should go to rent or a mortgage?
Yeah. I think there are a few rules of thumb, and rules of thumb are shortcut ways to help you identify the answer to a question. And so those answers, based on a rule of thumb, don't work for everybody, but they'll be a guide. And so I think the best guide is to say, if you take 25% of your gross income and spend it on a rent, that's probably going to put you in the right ballpark. So that means a couple making $100,000 a year would spend $25,000 a year on rent, or about $2,100 a month. If we go over to being a buyer, and what would your buying limit be, generally that could go up a little bit more, because if you're making debt payments on a mortgage, perhaps part of that's going to go towards paying down your debt, and therefore it's like a forced savings component, because your mortgage balance would go down each year. And so if you're buying a home, sometimes you'd look at 28%, up to 33%, and maybe in some cases up to 36 or 37%. A lot of it depends on what other types of debts you have, credit card bills, revolving debts, and so that would play an impact as well. But so that same family that would make $100,000 a year and spend $2,100 on rent, maybe they'd spend something like $2,400, $2,500 on a mortgage.
Now, we talked earlier about the tax benefits of buying versus renting, but overall, does the current economic climate favor one particular option?
I don't think so. I think when we started the conversation, I talked about a variety of factors that make buying versus renting beneficial to one person versus another. The economic climate also has an impact in those factors. I would say those factors are going to be your employment. So if you have secure employment in a particular region of the country, let's say you're employed in northern New Jersey or Manhattan, and you're doing the commute and you want that for the foreseeable future, buying may make sense. But if you're in an industry that seems to be relocating jobs, sometimes it's more beneficial to be a renter because you can kind of get up and leave and follow your employment opportunities without the hassle of buying or selling a home. So some of the factors that go into the decision between buying and renting are non-financial in nature. So it's not about cost. It's not about whether the home prices are going up or down. It could be about your family situation. Do you have a growing family? Will you need a change of location because of employment? And all of these other factors, I think, play an even more important role than some of the financial decisions as to whether you think the housing market's at a bottom and now's a great time to buy.
And I know also there are some trade-offs where mortgage interest rates are really good right now, but on the other hand, it's harder to get a mortgage.
Right.
Is there any way to estimate if you would have more value after a mortgage is paid off versus how much you could have saved and invested by renting for an equivalent amount of time?
Sure. There's a way to estimate that, but unfortunately, there's no rule of thumb. Like we discussed before, maybe as a renter, you'd pay 25%, whereas as a purchaser, you might pay 30% of your income. There's no quick way to say, well, if I rent versus buy, and this is the difference, here's how much I'd save over a long period of time versus a mortgage pay down. But the way you could do it is you'd have to either yourself or have an accountant or someone familiar with finances and perhaps a spreadsheet program like Excel. You could schedule out what your payments would be under each of the scenarios. And the difficult thing that you have to project is the rate of return on your investments versus the rate of return on the appreciation in a home. And so historically, the rates of returns on homes have been about inflation. So that comes out to around 3.5% appreciation in home prices over a long period of time, long period being maybe 30 years. And if we look at the same period of time for a mixed portfolio of stocks and bonds, the rate of return is probably around 7%. So while homes go up in value less than stocks and bonds over long periods of time, the way we finance our home purchases by getting a mortgage, because we might only put $100,000 down on a $400,000 home, when that home goes up 3 or 4% in value, it ends up being about a 12 to 15% rate of return on the cash we've invested in the home. So because of the unique nature of the comparison, apples and oranges, I think it's helpful to either have a well-thought-out calculation done by a financial professional, a financial advisor, an accountant, or a friend of yours that might have that expertise.
Now, is there anything else our listeners should be aware of when they're considering buying versus renting a house?
Yeah, I think, as I mentioned before, one of the things that most people are focused on when they're looking at buying a home is the finances. How much is it going to cost me? What's the down payment? What's my monthly payment going to be? And do I think home prices are going to rise or fall in the foreseeable future? But I'd also encourage people to think about some of those non-financial issues, such as where's my employer? Who are my most likely prospects to earn the most income in the foreseeable future? And do I need the flexibility to be able to change at a moment's notice from living in, let's say, northern New Jersey to living in North Carolina? And if you need that flexibility, then you need to factor that into your calculation as well.
Well, thanks, Noah, for this great information.
My pleasure.
And thank you for listening. We hope you enjoyed today's Financially Fit podcast. To learn more about other financial issues, please visit the NJS CPA's consumer website at www.moneymattersnj.com. That's www.moneymattersnj.com.